Tonight, the Library of Congress honors one of the most influential singer-songwriters of the late 20th century.
Woke up, it was a Chelsea morning, and the first thing that I heard was a song outside my window, and the traffic wrote the words.
Joni Mitchell receives the Gershwin Prize for Popular Song, the nation's highest award for influence, impact, and achievement in popular song. She's 79 and only the third woman to win the award. A few years back, she told NPR's Renee Montagne that she considers herself a painter who writes songs.
I started singing folk songs in 1964 and 5 for smoking money, really.
And you call that a helium voice? In your famous voice.
Right. It was like I sucked on a balloon or something. It was very high, and so was my speaking voice.
I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take.
How did you write that at 21? It seemed almost like
I'd gone through some bad stuff already. You know, the loss of my daughter, you know.
Your daughter, who you
I had to give her up for adoption.
But you were an unwed mother in a time when
right.
that really...
It was really rough going, and there was so much prejudice. So, yeah, I'd seen some bad human nature.
Now your kids are coming up straight, and my child's a stranger I bore.
You told a newspaper in Toronto, I sing my sorrow and paint my joy.
Because I'm going to hang in my house the paintings of my grandson, landscapes that I love, people that I love or loved. But I don't really want to paint sorrowful stuff. I've been through so much, and I've come through it kind of oddly enough, kind of in a good mood. I can't explain it. I don't know. I'm a tough old cookie.
I look at life from both sides now.
Joni Mitchell will be honored with a tribute concert tonight as she receives the Gershwin Prize for Popular Song. And if you're a longtime listener, you knew that other great voice. She was speaking with our own Renee Montagne in 2014.
I really don't know life.